Good morning. So we're starting Samach Beis Amud Beis. So it's the sixth line from the top. We're quoting the Mishnah, so it's and yours it's going to be 62b, somewhere near the top. Rav Shimon Omer.
62B.
I don't know how to find stuff in here. Rav Shimon, it's probably here. This was the Gemara cites the portion of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon, Omer, Shlosha Minim Tilnim Shalosh Mitzvahs. There were three Korbanos, and there were three Mitzvahs that we're discussing here. The three Mitzvahs we're discussing are Tenufa, when the animal's alive, Tenufa, when the animal's already shechted, and smicha. So out of those three mitzvahs and these three korbanos, each one is shtayim b'cholachas. Each one of these three korbanos has two out of the three things that need to happen to it. Ushlish yisem b'hem, not the third one. The Elohein and the three korbanos are the zivche shalma yochid, which is a normal shlomim that an individual brings, zivche shalma tzibur, which is the shlomim that's brought with the shtei halechem on Shavuos, and the Asher Metzora, which the Metzora brings when he's on, when he becomes cured from his taras. So what are the three mitzvahs? Zivche shalma yochid teunin smicha chayim utnufa shchutin vehimen tnufa. So the normal shlomim, there's smicha, the owner rests his hands on the animal before it's shechted, and it's also waved. But when is it waved? It's waved after it's already shechted. So the chazav v'shoik and the chalavim, as we said yesterday, are waved around. And ve'ein behem tenufa chayim, but there's no waving of the live animal before it's shechted. Ziv cheshal beit sibur, if it's the public shlomim on Shavuos, te'unin tenufa chayim b'shchutin. They have two tenufas, one when it's alive, when the sheep are still alive, and one after the shechted. Ve'ein behem smicha, but there's no leaning on the animal. And the Asher Metzora, Ton smicha tnufa chai, that has the leaning and the waving when it's alive, but ein betnufa shachu. So the question is, now that we've got these three things having two out of three, why can't we learn one from the other to give them all three? As follows. So the Gemara is asking firstly, why don't we say that an individual korban shlomim should require waving when it's alive as well? Mikava chaymer. How do I learn a kavachemer? Madoch zivche shal meitzibur shein tunin smicha chayim tunin smicha tnufa chayim. The carbon shal meitzibur on Shavuos, there's no smicha, but there is tnufa chayim. Is zivche shal meyachit shetunin smicha. So a carbon shlomim of an individual which needs smicha, so it requires more things. Chayim when the animal's still alive. Einoy din shetunin tnufa chayim. Shouldn't it for sure need to have a tnufa chayim? Because we see that a shalma yachid needs more things. So if it needs something more that the shalma tzibur doesn't need, the thing which a shalma tzibur does need, it for sure should need. So the Gemara answers, we don't learn like that, because miyet rachmona gav azivche shalma tzibur, the Torah gave us an exclusion when it talks about the public shlomim, oisam. It says, v'henif oisam, he waves them. So them is oisam lima'utei zivche shalma yochid, to exclude that the shalma yochid does not have a tznufa when the animal is still alive. Okay, so that's because of an exclusion. Then the Gemara...
What is one thing regarded as a chumra kuna?
It just shows that it needs more things. So if it needs more things, that's a chumra. Yeah? So if something, if it doesn't need A and it does need B... Yeah, and the other one needs A, so it's a stricter thing. It needs A also, so for sure should need B. It's a devil's advocate argument, because we're about to say the opposite now. Yeah, so it's not, it's... Needing one of these things is a chumrah. So the next question is, let's learn the other way around, that the shalmei tzibur should need smicha. Kavachemer from Shalma Yachid. Madach zivche Shalma Yachid chainin tunin tnufa chayim tunin smicha. A normal shlomim does not require you to do the waving of the animal, but it does require you to do smicha. Zivche Shalma Tzimur she tunin tnufa chayim. So zivche Shalma Tzimur is stricter in the fact that it requires tnufa when it's alive. Ein edin she tunin smicha. So isn't it a kavachemer that it should need smicha as well? So again, Amar Ravina. Ravina answers over here, Gemiri. Gemiri generally means it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a traditional, it's not a posuk, but it's a tradition we have from Moshe Mitzrayim, that there are shtei smichis b'tzibur, that there are only two things b'tzibur where you're going to have the concept of leaning on a carbon tzibur. One of them is the parhelam dova shel tzibur, and the other one is the sarim mishtalayach. The posuk there says, v'samchus ikner eda, by the parhelam dova shel tzibur, it says that the elders lean their hands on the carbon, and this, on the sarim mishtalayach, it says that the kohen Aaron leans his hands on it, and the sa'ir, this is the goat on Yom Kippur, which is thrown off the cliff. And before that, there's leaning on it, and it's considered a carbon tzibur, because it's a public thing, it's not an individual's carbon. And Ravina says, we have our tradition from Moshe Mitzrayim, Halachah Moshe Mitzrayim, that there are only two smichas, two times where there's smicha required in a public offering, and therefore the Shalmei Tzibur is not one of them, and that's why we don't do it. Okay. The third leg of the triumvirate is Yehei Asher Metzora Ta'un Tznufa Shachar. The Asher Metzora, which has the two out of three, that it has waving when it's alive and it has smicha, but doesn't have waving after it's shechted. Why don't we say a Kal v'Chomer? Madach Zivche Shalmei Yochid She'ein Tu'un Tznufa Chayim. An individual carbon shlamin doesn't need tznufa when it's alive, but Ta'un in Tznufa Shchuti, but it does need tznufa when it's shechted. Is Asher Metzora She'ta'un Tznufa Chayim. So Asher Metzora is stricter because it requires tznufa when it's alive. Ain't a din shatan tznufa shachar, and it isn't a kal v'chomer that it should need waving when it's already shechted. So again, answer the Gemara, mi trachmana gabe zivche shalma yachid oisoi. That is an exclusion. The word oisoi means it and not something else. So when it says by the shlomim that you shall wave it is when it's already shechted, is oisoi lemeuti asher metzora. What do you mean it? It and not the shlomim, the asher metzora. Okay, so those are the three things, and we're left with each one has two out of three. Tana Rabbanu lo dina brisa, chamisha shehaviyu korban echad. Five people brought one korban in partnership, a korban shlomim, yeah, which you can do, and it needs to be waved. So how are you going to get five people waving something? They'll probably drop it. It's echad meini fayudei kulam. One of them can wave on behalf of all of them, like we said yesterday, together with the koyot, etc. Well, isha, when a woman brings a carbon shlamim, koyin meini fal yada, the koyin does it for her. Similarly, if you send in, if you buy it online and you're not actually there, you can't do the tznufa. Well, with the carbon shlamim, the carbon shlamim yachid is not, is when it's shechted. It's the parts of the meat and the fats. It's not the whole animal. The one that needs it alive is the other two, the shlamim, the shalmei tzibur. So we talked about how it does. It's tricky. Lifting up a sheep.
One individual pick up the sheep.
People can carry sheep. Do you ever see the shearers carrying sheep around? To make sure the sheep's not too big.
Because they're young anyway.
Someone who sends his carbon, so he's not physically there, he sends it through a messenger. Koyin men if a yada, the koyin can do the tnufa. So the tnufa is kosher without the owner. If he's not able to do it, the koyin does it by himself. All right, so that was today's daf. I guess we want to go on to tomorrow's to get a bit ahead. So I haven't prepared this, so we'll see how we go. Says he didn't tell me he was going to go ahead. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer harei alai b'machva. So we know that in a korban mincha, there are several kinds of korban mincha. You can have the plain flour and oil situation uncooked. Then you have the frying pan one. You have the deep fry marcheshes. You have the oven, mafe tanur, and the mafe tanur itself has two flavors, pardon the pun. One is matzis and one is rikikin, so two different kinds of pastry, I guess you'd call it. So there's five different kinds of mincha. So someone says, Harei alai b'machvas. I take upon myself, it's a neder, to bring a mincha b'machvas in the frying pan. Lo yovi b'macheshes. You can't go out of the frying pan into the fire. He's got to bring it in the frying pan, as he said, he can't bring the macheshes. The macheshes is the pot where it's going to be deep fried. So he has to do what he said. It's two different korbanos. But macheshes, if he says, I'm going to bring a macheshes, It's a pot. Yeah. It's a big pot. So it's like deep fried. So b'macheshes, if he says I'm going to bring it in a macheshes, lo yo b'machvas, then he can't bring it. He cannot bring a frying pan one because it's two different karbonis. If you promised one, you can't bring the other one. You know, it's ma ben machvas to macheshes. So what's the difference between a frying pan and a pot? Macheshes yesh la kisui. So the pot also has a lid. I guess mostly when you cook in a pot, I'm not an expert on cooking, but I think
it's actually fried, it's not cooking.
It's deep fry. You don't usually cover, like when you make chips. Mm. Deep fry, you don't cover it. Well, this one.
Well, this is in a deep pot.
Anyhow,
it's a deep pan pizza, you know?
It's in oil, yeah. Well, you make chips in oil also, no?
Correct, yeah.
So this is like whatever.
But do you fry in a big pot?
In a big pot. Well, it's deep fry. No, well, if he says marcheshes, I'm saying the word frying, but that's just me. I don't know what you'd call it. It's like deep frying when you have a whole pot full of oil and you stick the stuff in there, and it had a lid. And a machva sein la kisui, and a frying pan doesn't have a lid. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So he knew more about cooking than I do, that's for sure. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel loimer, macheshes amuka. The macheshes is deep, so that's a pot. Umaseha roichshin. And stuff you make in it, the word roichshin means like a crawly thing. So it moves around. When you fry stuff, when it starts boiling, it spins around. So that's how things look in a macheshes. A machvas is tzofa. So it sits, the stuff sits on top of the oil, umaseha koshin, and it ends up being harder because it's flat, so it comes out as a harder type of pastry thingy.
So it's according to
no,
donuts is a macheshes. You have a
deep fried
oil, so and it's on the top.
Both of them are deep, but just the one has a lid and one doesn't have a lid.
Rabbi Yosi Haglili does not discuss the depth, so yeah, he would. It could be. It could be that according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the only difference is the lid, but it could be that he agrees that it's also deep, but in addition to that, he says there's a lid, well, not a lid. Okay, so the question is, Rabbi Yosi says that a macheshes has to have a lid, and a machvas doesn't have a lid. So my timer, where does he get that idea from? So he's using the words macheshes and machvas to determine whether it has a lid or not. My timer, Rabbi Yosi, what's his reason? Ilema, if you'll say the reason is, Marcheshes, which has a lid, the asya arachushe leiv, that it comes from the movements of the heart. So he's bringing it's his feelings of his heart.
Punchiks are deep dried and they're soft.
Yeah. But he's saying arachushe leiv means the movings of his heart, feelings of his heart that are called expression of movements of a heart. When your heart has feelings, so it beats, you know, all that sort of stuff. And therefore, the word marcheshes, he says, like a heart, and the heart is covered because it's inside you, so it's covered. Kidichsev, like it says in Tilim, Rochash libi dovar toiv, my heart was moving around with good things. And so therefore, that's why that is. So he says, okay. So Rashi says over here that it means here ravera. So it means, if a person brings a korban to atone for thoughts of his heart, not because he's happy, but
good feelings.
For good feelings. So he's atoning for things, for sins of the heart. So therefore, it needs to have a lid on it to be covered, like the heart is covered. Machvas, and the word machvas, the asya machabue hapeh, that comes as atonement for the word machabue. He says is like barking, like a. The sounds of the mouth. So the different ways a person sins. A person can sin by evil thoughts, and a person can sin by evil words. So he says that these expressions of marcheshes and machvas are reflecting what a person might be trying to atone for. That the word menabeach nebuchi, the expression of barking. So he says machabue is like menabeach, even though the letters are a little bit mixed around, and that's where machvas come from. So the Gemara asks, if that's where Rabbi Yosi is going to get it from, for like playing with these words a little bit, I could say the opposite. I could say a machvas to ask a machabui alev. How do you know that rechushim has to be in the lev? Because it says rochash libi, I could say machabuim, the barking, in other words, the evil words, also comes in the... Oh, sorry, that machabui comes in the heart also. And don't translate machabui as being in your mouth, but make machabui to do with the heart. When Yaakov ran away from Lavan, so Lavan complained, why did you like hide yourself and run away? So you did it in a sneaky, underhanded way. So that's sneakiness, which is concealed. So that could be to do with the heart. Yeah, so therefore maybe that's what that is. And the Marcheshes is the Asiya Rechushi. Maybe that comes from... Maybe Marcheshes is to do with moving of your mouth and words that you say. Like it says that his lips were moving, so the word Rochash is there also. Just like the heart moves, Rochash Libi, you could say the lips move. So how does Rabbi Yossi decide that one is the heart and one is the mouth? I can easily say the opposite. Ella Gemara Gemirila. Ah, so that's, in other words, and based on that, he decides whether it has a lid or not, because the one which represents the heart has a lid. The one which represents the mouth doesn't have a lid. So the Gemara. So you can make the limit the other way. So how do you know which one should have the lid and which one doesn't? Ella Gemara Gemirila. So we say no, it's not a. He's not learning from Sukkim and the sort of the words the onomatopoeia. What's the word? Yeah, that one. Of the words, but he's just it's a Gemara Gemirla. It's a tradition that he learned from his teachers, and that's it. There's no particular rationale behind it that the Macheshes is covered and the Machlas is not covered. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says in the Mishnah that the Macheshes is deep and the Machlas is flat. So the Gemara says Macheshes is amuka, a Macheshes is deep. You make it in the Macheshes. So when you have a deep pot, you put the stuff, it's inside, it's not on top, it's in. So that's why it uses the expression in the Marcheshes. And the Machvas Tzof, the frying pan, it's sort of floating on top. It says make it on top of the Machvas. So there has to be a frying pan where the stuff sits on top, it doesn't go deep in. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. Beshama Yemrim, Ha'emar Harei Alai Marcheshes. He didn't say a minchas marcheshes or ba marcheshes. He just said marcheshes. So when a person says, I take upon myself marcheshes, does he mean a korban mincha, like we've been describing, or does he mean the pot itself? I'm promising to donate a pot. So we don't know what he means. Says Beshamba, Yehemunach, Hachiyav Eliyahu. So he has to, the invoice has to remain outstanding until Eliyahu comes. It's strange that he doesn't. He gets away without doing anything because he doesn't know which one to give. Should he bring a korban mincha? Should he bring a pot? So therefore, it's a disputed invoice. He doesn't pay anything. Mesafkelu, because b'shamay are in doubt. Iyashub kli nikra'u, iyashub masayhem. When you say marcheshes stam, is marcheshes the name of the pot, or is marcheshes the name of the type of thing that you cook in that pot? Yeah. So therefore, it's because it's unclear when a person just says Harei Alai Marcheshes, therefore it's in doubt. So he can't bring the wrong one. So he doesn't. He has to wait until Eliyahu and Navi will come and resolve this question. Beis Hillel Alayim and Beis Hillel say there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Beis Hillel turns around and says there's no doubt about it. At the end of the day, you got to bring something. So what does he bring? Kli Haya B'Migdash Marcheshes Shema. It was a kli. The kli was called marcheshes, not the not the stuff that you make in it. It's the kli itself, the vessel itself is called a marcheshes. V'dayma kamin kalbus amuk. It's like a deep kalbus. A little picture in the Rashi, if you got there. Rashi says it's like our machvases. So I don't know what his machvas looked like, the French ones, and it's got little holes inside it, and you put stuff inside the holes. Have you got the pictures there?
This is in the fry pan.
Yeah. Oh, that looks a bit different to the one that we've got in the Rashi. It's got little indentations in the bottom, and you stick the dough in the indentations while it's cooking. Yeah. So it's called a kalbus in whatever language that is. Uchshabatzek munach besoichoi. When you put the dough into it, daima kamin tapuche havrasim. It comes out looking.
Yeah, this is based on the
typical basis. It's like a.
Okay, well, this is a Rashi over here.
A baking.
It comes out. It comes out looking like apples. Like.
Your wife bakes cupcakes, yes? Like, so she has a special tray which has holes in it. Yeah. Like
and you put in a blob of thing, and it pops up. It looks like an apple.
Well, that's Rashi.
According to Rashi, it says it's a balvati, which grows on trees that are called castagna.
I thought he said it's in Galon.
Castagna is a hazelnut, isn't it?
What?
Hazelnuts, I think. All right, the short answer is, I don't know, some kind of fruit. Apple, brati apples. So that's what it looks like. Uchamim baluta yavonim, and also Greek ones. Greek apples. So that's what it looks like. You put the dough in these indentations in the bottom of the pot, and it comes out apples. The Omer, and as the pasuk says, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'yal machvas. And also, so number one, marcheshes is the name of a vessel. And number two, the pasuk says, that which is made in a marcheshes. So the expression made in a marcheshes, it's pretty clear that marcheshes is the name of the vessel. It's not the name of the mincha. Because otherwise it wouldn't be the thing made in a marcheshes, it would be the marcheshes. And similarly, al machvas, the thing made on the frying pan, means that the machvas is the thing that you make it on, which is the kli. Is Alma, so we see clearly Al Shuma Kelim Nikru. These are the names of the vessels, Veloy Al Shuma Sayim, and it's not the names of the carbon. And therefore, if someone says, I take upon myself a Marcheshes, he owes a pot. He's going to donate a pot to the Beis HaMikdash, not the carbon. Okay, that's that one. Hare, might as well go on. I'm making it up as I go anyhow. Hare Alai Bitanur, says the Mishnah. If someone says, I take upon myself to bring Bitanur in an oven, so there are two. There are two types of mincha mafe tanur, it's called, that which is baked in an oven. So, lo yovi mafe kupach. He can't bring a kupach. So, a kupach is a mini tanur.
A one potter,
yeah. So, a normal tanur has room for... No, a minute. So, it's the kira has room for two pots. A tanur is even bigger, and it's hotter. It's a bigger fire. And the kupach is a mini... like one of those portable barbecue things. So you,
camping oven.
So you can't use a kupach. I wonder if you could use a microwave. Anyway, you can't bring a kupach. V'loy mafe ra'ofim, and you can't use either mafe ra'ofim, which is, I think that actually is a barbecue. Tibbles, yeah. But
that helps a lot.
I think that means when you have coals and you put it straight on the coals. Well, mafe yoyres arvim, tiles. Okay, so that's like a barbecue-y type of thing. Umafe yoyresa arvim, and also not Arabic pots, which can be used to make chalas. So those things do not qualify as a tanur.
What they're saying is that you have to put the dough into a keli that goes into the tanur.
No. I think this is the tanur itself.
The definition of a tanur.
Well, I don't think that they used to put things in a keli inside the tanur. When we make things, we put it on a tray or something into the oven. But I think they used to stick it on the wall. You just stuck it in there plain. There was no other kli.
The
definition of a tanur excludes a kupach, a mafi rafim, and a mafi eris arvim, this Arab one. All these things are not called a tanur, and therefore you cannot do it. Rabbi Huda Omer Rotza Mevi Mafe Kupach. Rabbi Huda says you can use a kupach, because a kupach is just a miniature tanur, but it comes into the category of tanur. If he says Arei Alai Minchas Mafe, if he says I'm bringing a Minchas Mafe tanur, which is what the Torah says, La Yavi Mechza Chalas Mechza Kikin. So the Torah says when a person wants to bring a baked mincha, he can bring chalos, which chalos here does not mean chametz, as we know, it means matzahs. Or it can mean rakikin, which is some kind of wafer thing. So, and you got to make 10 of them, yeah? So he says you can't do half and half, says Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be 10, and it's got to be either 10 rakikin or 10 chalas.
Because the matzah is regarded as being a wafer, it's got GST on it.
It depends if it's sweet or not, doesn't it?
No.
Matzah is a yotzim in a klal.
Uh-huh. Rab Shimon Matir, and Rab Shimon permits to make half and half, it's one carbon. You got to bring 10 things, and if you want to do half matzahs and half wafers, you can do that too. Okay, I think we'll leave it over here. And there we go tomorrow.